appreciate you for a privilege to witness another Mother's Sunday in Noah's Ark. We return the glory back to you, Lord. Lord, we couldn't have made it by our own scheme. And that is why we say thank you this morning. Thank you for our mothers. Thank you for our mothers who are to be. Thank you for our sisters. Every mother figure in our life, we give you praise for their lives. We return the glory for what you're doing. Thank you, Lord, for all the feeling we have had from our mothers. The love, the care, Lord, all that they've done. We return the glory to you. They couldn't have done it by their might. It can only be you, Lord. Therefore, we say thank you. As we sit down to listen to your word this morning, we ask that you build us godly homes. Build us godly homes. Homes that will be emulated. Homes that will be admired. In the name of Jesus, by virtue of the message today, Lord, every home that is going through turbulence, that is going through trouble, Lord, by the virtue of this service, they are being corrected in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because we know you've answered us. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Mothers, as builders of godly homes. Mothers, as builders of godly homes. Let's quickly turn our Bibles to Proverbs 14, verse 1. Proverbs 14, verse 1. All right, says, every wise woman buildeth her house, but the foolish one plucketh it down with her hands. Every wise woman buildeth her house, but the foolish plucketh it down with her hands. Note the word wise woman. It didn't just say every woman. Because the truth is that an average woman is hoping that the home is going to be built on, you know, it's going to be fantastic. But there is something attached to that kind of woman that is going to have that fantastic home. Every wise woman buildeth her house. But the foolish, is there anyone that really accepts that she is foolish? Nobody. But the truth is that if there is no wisdom to it, you will be acting foolish and you will think you are acting correctly. Hallelujah. So what does it mean to be wise? What is wisdom? If actually that is what determines the kind of house I'm going to build, then it's very important that I understand what wisdom is. If it's not just about every woman building a house, then I need to understand what is this wisdom God is talking about. Praise God. Open to Proverbs 9, verse 10. You will see what God termed as wisdom. You understand what God calls wisdom. Read with me. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Let's go again. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And the knowledge of the Holy is understanding. What is wisdom now? The fear of God is wisdom. It means if you're a woman and you don't have the fear of God, there is no godly home for you. It's as simple as that. You can't hope to have a beautiful home because you have a fine figure, you have the figure eight, you are fair, you are tall, you are whatever. You have gap teeth. That cannot build a godly home for you. I'm not the one saying it's the scriptures. Well, taking our basis from the scriptures so that you have it at the back of your mind. If you really want to have that sweet, beautiful home that you are hoping, you are praying, it's not going to come by beauty. It's not, as far as I'm an advocate of looking good. Yes, you should look good. A woman should look good. But that is not going to build a godly home for us. The fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. So if you don't even have God, you don't understand who God is, you don't reverence him, you don't have him as your basis, you cannot build a godly home. The drama exemplified it very well for us. The woman is speaking all the Queen's English. My neighbor said it's a Gen Z mother also. She is, you know, in vogue. She has everything that is in vogue. But what happened? She almost lost her baby. It was just mercy that saved her. Praise the Lord. So the world's wisdom is foolishness. What you think is intelligence is foolishness. What you count to be, you know, understanding You know, some of us who have gone ahead to study child psychology, you know, read, you know, children behavior. You are a children educator. You understand everything. In your mind, you feel that I know when a child is age 2 to this, you teach the child this. When the child is 4 to this, this is what you administer. Anything outside the fear of God is foolishness. I think there's a translation that talks about how the foolish plucks it down with her own hands. With her own hands. And really, is there any reasonable person who would go and pluck down a home by her hands? No. It's just that there is no God at the basis of that home, in the life of that woman. So what the best she can achieve is to pluck down the home. Praise God. So your human understanding, your human wisdom cannot take you anywhere in building a godly home. That is the first basis you must understand. That if you're going to have a godly home, you're going to seek the fear of God. You're going to have it as part of you. You must fear God. You must reverence Him. You must follow Him. See, the degrees are fine, but when it comes to a godly home, ensure you have dropped it one side. I'll tell you a story of what happened to me. That was like, I think 2022, 2023 or so. My last baby, once it's evening, she would just be crying this. You can't explain that cry. My mother-in-law here, she would talk. Let's pray for this baby. Pray for this baby. We were doing our own. She'd be crying. And then she was just having this unnecessary rash. I won't even call it heat rash. Like, the house is airy. So she shouldn't be having rash. She shouldn't be having such issues. Like, I'm trying my best when it comes to cleanliness. Like, I'm doing all I can. But then, it's like, if the rash comes today, it will go tomorrow. People in my former church have given me all kind of advice. Please buy this particular tube. Use it for the child. Buy this one. Use it for the child. You know, I was trying all my best and doing all I can, but then the rash was there. Up until one day, we just came back from church and I just slept off. And all of a sudden, I had a revelation. It was as though I entered a house where they train chicken. So as if I entered a house like that. So I was about going. I heard a cry. In that revelation, it was looking as if it's a fowl or chicken that was making noise. But then the thing increased. I said, this is sounding like the voice of human being. And I turned on the light in that revelation. For me to turn, I saw a cage. You know a cage that they use in selling chicken? Like the one that you can carry about. I saw a cage and I saw my daughter inside it. The same way you plan it, like when you want to sell fowl. At times they put carton. So she was just inside it and it's just her size. She cannot turn. She cannot. And sincerely, those rash were just here on the lap, backside. So in that revelation, she was sitting down. She was lying down there at that spot. She was weeping and pooping there. I was pained. Even in the revelation, I was pained. I said, my daughter. So I had to bring her out. And when I brought her out, she was looking like somebody that they released from prison. You know, people that have not been in prison, and they put you in prison and they keep you for years and they bring you out. You look like people, oh my God. I was in pain in that revelation and suddenly I opened my eyes. It was not up to 2 days. I did not do anything extra. That was the end of that rash till date. Your wisdom is not enough to tell you how you're going to train your child or build a home or how you're going to, you know, train the children. So it's very important you put that at the back of your mind. Praise God. If it was human wisdom, she was in physical realm, she was being baited. I don't even wear her clothes at home. But that couldn't save it this time. Praise God. Okay, let's understand who a woman is. Turn with me to Genesis 2, verse 18. It says, and the Lord God said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make him and help meet for him. We're talking about mothers as builders of godly home. So that you see where it started. God made someone who was going to be a part of a building. That was going to be very, very important in setting that godly home. He had to make someone who was going to be a help meet. I see a woman like that engineer that is going to help you build a home. Build a house. Just imagine that you want to have a house and you have the money, you have thought about it. I'm going to have a 5-room duplex or 6-room duplex. I'm going to have a BQ. And it just got messing. Oh yeah, start putting block. This one. Without a help that will help you, guide you on how. In fact, you first of all need an architect to help you draw it. So a woman is a help. Is a help that is very paramount in building a godly home. There are things you can't think in your brain that when a woman comes in and she brings it up, you'll be shocked. Even when God was making him, that word help, if you check the Hebrew translation, he called it Ezer. Ezer, strength. In fact, from what I understood, it was mentioned like about 20-something places in the Bible, and the majority of the places, it was used as God. So meaning God's intention in making a woman was to build, like to have a God in human flesh to help you in whatever area you can think of. So a woman is strong ally. You have him, you have her, you are good to go. We're explaining who a woman is. Remember, don't forget, it is not just that ordinary woman you know of. It's still the one who is wise, who fears God, that will build a godly home. Praise the Lord. So she is strength. She's an aid. She's a powerful ally. She's a partner, strong partner. So if you're going to have a godly home and you don't have her, it is well. Praise God. So being a mother is a God-given idea and identity that started even in the Garden of Eden. You can see that in Genesis 3:20, where it was saying that Eve was the mother of all. Remember, we're talking about mother. So motherhood is a divine ministry. It's a higher calling. It's a sacred responsibility. It's a higher calling. It's divine. That you're a woman and you're going to be a mother. It's divine. God intentionally crafted you for it. So you can't fail in the assignment. It doesn't matter what the challenge is. I'm hearing of these days that women are leaving their husbands because the men are not meeting up the needs. I'm like, you don't even understand why you are there. You are there to help him meet the needs. So he's not meeting up. He does not have money. And you are leaving. The essence God put you there was to ensure that he has that money. He gets the money. You are a help. Meet for him. So you are not just coming there because it's comfortable. If it's not comfortable, I run. That's wrong. He's not getting it, you run. Your husband is misbehaving, you run. No, it is that you will correct what he's not getting. You are a help, a strong ally, like a left hand to a right hand. Praise God. Let's quickly rush through qualities of a mother that builds. Qualities of mothers that build, a mother that builds. Don't forget that one of the reasons why we build godly homes is for godly legacy. For godly legacy. If you look at Psalm 112, verse 1 to 2, it says, blessed is the man who fears the Lord. His descendants will be mighty on earth. Children actually copy what they see. You build godly legacy so that your descendants, there are things, you know, God told David something. He said, as far as there is sun and moon, your children will sit on the seat. So just because of what one person did, it's transferred to the generation to come. There's an ease they operate in. There are some prayers they wouldn't need to really pray. Praise God. You build a godly home to create spiritual inheritance. That's just like what I've explained. It's like you're getting an account that will be credited to your children. So you can't even afford not to have a godly home. Qualities of a mother that builds. She must be a nurturer. She must be a nurturer. You're not going to be that mother who is too impatient. Nurturing actually takes a lot from you. It takes all. It takes everything in you. Do you know what it means to nurture somebody? The days you're changing diapers, at times I look at my bed sheet, I say, this bed sheet, for me, that I've entered this bed sheet is plenty. Poo-poo. Because there are days that even though you wore pampers, the poo-poo will leave the pampers and touch them. But you're nurturing the baby, you're doing all. The wee-wee, we have lost count. We have lost count. Even the ones I thought that they've already passed the age of wee, Before you know it, one of the nights they will just give it to you. You carry the bedsheet again. A mother has to nurture. You have to nurture the home. You enter the home, it is not looking like you think. You have to settle down and nurture it. Pray it out. You have to be an intercessor. It's not that things are not going fine. You are turning back. You are tired. I don't know why we are getting mothers who are giving up too easily. A mother is a nurturer. I look at the life of that's Moses' mother. That woman is not so much talked about in the Bible, but she did something spectacular. How do you keep a baby from practically 0 to 3 months? People were not hearing the baby's cry. That was someone who understood that I am carrying a king. I'm carrying a prophet. I have to nurture it. Mothers, you are carrying nations. You have to sit and nurture it. It is not even just the children alone, even your husband. You have a role to play in his life to ensure he enters into the destiny that you're thinking of. You cannot be a mother and not be ready to pray him into his destiny. Hallelujah. So a mother must be a nurturer and an intercessor. She must be a teacher and a discipler. In fact, I think this Sunday school this morning did a good job for this topic today. Because you can see the whole issues about parenting. You must be a teacher. You must teach. Don't delegate the work. Don't outsource it. So many of us, we have outsourced our duty as mothers to teachers. She will do lesson from 2 to 4. 4, she will continue another hour just to ensure that by the time she's coming in, bed and sleep. No. A mother must train. You must intentionally train. Proverbs 22 verse 6. Train up a child in the way he should go. You must take your time to teach the child. Train the child. In fact, I feel like we shouldn't punish any child for an offense you have not taken time to disciple and train him or her on. Hallelujah. She must be a discipler. She must take time to keep correcting and guiding her. She must have a godly legacy. That was one of the points that was pointed when we had our Sunday school. That aside from teaching and saying all the things you know how to say, ensure that your own life is mirroring what you want to see in the children. You want them not to lie, and in front of them, you're telling somebody, go and tell them that your daddy is not around. Well, go and tell the person that mommy is not around. Tell them that mommy is not around. And you're telling them not to lie. Like we discussed in our class, the children of these days, they will even question you. Like my husband said, at some point he called them and told them that they should read Genesis to Revelation. Victor has been pushing with all his might. He will come and tell him, daddy, I'm in Numbers now. Say, my son, keep doing. Sharon did it. He said, daddy, you, have you read from Genesis to the... And immediately she asked this, my husband paused a bit to say, you know how you are trying to answer that question? This, you must leave a godly legacy. Do what you want them to do. Not that you are saying they should do something and you're not doing it. You must pray and you're not praying. These children, you have not prayed. Read your Bible and you're not reading your Bible, please. If you are a mother that will build a godly home, you must exemplify. I thank God for some of us who are sharing some testimonies about our mother. Our teacher said it too. That her mother, she saw her pray. So it's something she just copied with ease. The fact that you are seeing her pray, seeing her do things, you don't need to be told. You easily just copy it and grow with it. God be help us with this our time. She must correct and discipline. We talked about that too in Sunday school. You must correct and discipline. There is something my husband also told me. He told me one person does not train a child. At times, allow others, neighbors, to correct your child. Close your eyes as they are saying it. Even people in my house, they correct my children. They know. Ask them. They correct them. They punish them if need be. I see them. Are you? They'll be saying, I say, because it's not only me that will correct the child. Discipline, as much as you are disciplined, allow other people to discipline the child. If you're going to have a godly home, you must allow that. So that child will not be feeling that, my mom will talk to you, my mom. So when you leave that child, you are not there, the child will begin to misbehave and all. So you must allow people to discipline the child. The Bible says in Proverbs 22:15, says, folly is bound up in the heart of a child. Every child you are seeing, foolishness is resident in the heart. So you must intentionally drive it away, drive it far from them. Hallelujah. She must be wise. Wrap up here. She must be wise. That was the very first thing I started saying. She must be wise. The truth is that wisdom is something that you have to intentionally ask God for. James 1:5. Can you put it up? James 1:5. Wisdom comes when you are also intentionally ready to have it. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given to him. The scriptures is very explicit on it. If you need wisdom, you want to be that kind of mother that will have a beautiful home, children who are led to know Christ, children that will be representatives of God, you have to consciously say, Lord, give me wisdom on how to direct these children. One of the points that we also noted in our class was the fact that every child is unique. You can't, that's not even just that your children are, they have their own style and other children have, within your children, they are also unique. There are some you don't even need rod for. You need to talk to them. If you use rod for them, you just make them angry. My kind of person, I'm that kind of person. I think my dad only beat me once in lifetime. And he pained me so much because I know that if you talk to me, I normally will obey. So you must ask God for wisdom on how to handle that. So you see, some certain children, they're already like, well, the worst is you will beat me because you have made them angry. You need wisdom to build a godly home. The Bible says in Proverbs, no, I think Psalms, where it talked about a house. Sorry. Psalm 127 verse 1. It says, unless the Lord builds a house, the builder built in vain. You must have that at the back of your mind. So that means you don't even have any knowledge on how you're going to train them. You need God to give you the right wisdom you need to direct them aright. The right path to channel them. Also, you need wisdom to even be a wife. Some of us, the issues we're having with our spouse, with our husbands, is the fact that you've not understood how to work with your kind of husband, the husband that God has given you. Like I said, he does not have money and you are angry. You're not even understanding that God put the money inside of you so that you go and help him and get it. That's why you're not seeing it that way. You're seeing it that this man is not. Yes, I know that a man should provide for his home. But God gave you as a help to him. So if he's not providing, you are supposed to be a support, a help to ensure he gets it and provides. Hallelujah. So by wisdom, a house is built. And through understanding, it is established. Through knowledge, its rooms are filled with rare and beautiful treasures. So you must understand that anything you're building, and there's no wisdom of God there, you cannot have a successful home. Hallelujah. Are we being blessed? By knowledge, the rooms are filled with all precious and pleasant riches. I don't know the kind of home you want to have. I don't also know the kind of parenting styles you've been using. Probably it's not working. You're a single person, there is no better time to make the prayers than now. It's not when you've entered the world that you learn how to fight. You learn it now. You can speak the words of the kind of home you want to have. You can begin to say, this is the kind of mother I want to be. This is the kind of a father I want to be. I have seen that I want a godly home. Lord, fill me with every virtue I need to achieve a godly home. I have come to understand that wisdom is needed. Fill me with wisdom. Fill me with wisdom. I want to be that kind of Proverbs 31 woman. She's clothed with strength and dignity. Her husband stands in the gates. Hey, they call her blessed. The children call her blessed. Can you speak to the Lord and say, Lord, make me that wise woman you talked about. Make my wife that wise woman you talked about. Make my daughters that wise woman you talked about. Make me a woman of wisdom. That when I give counsel, it will be a 1,000,000 counsel. Can you speak to him? Can you talk to him? Speak to him. tell him, Lord, make me that kind of woman. Trust me, your human understanding cannot teach you what you need to do. That you went to school, you have masters, you have PhD is not enough. There are lots of PhD holders who their children are smoking on the streets. They have all the money, they have all the intellect, but the children are not turning out well. You need God's wisdom. You need God's wisdom.